With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased now to be talking once again with Linfield High School football coach Pat LaMusta. And coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on a really big win this weekend.
It's tough to win up there. If you ask anyone in the Cape Ann League, man, plus with Coach Smolsky, you know, he's done a great job up over the years. It's a tough place to play, but it's an exciting place to play. So we were happy to get the win for sure.
Pat, before we get into details, the rivalry between Linfield and Newburyport, you're separated, you know, by a fairly good distance geographically, but it's really been a contest year in and year out with between the two schools.
The games are always intense, whether it's football, whether it's hockey. The hockey games get super physical. Lacrosse gets very tense. And they always have good teams. They do a great job. They always put great teams out there. So you can't let up. You can't let up. And they had a ton of speed on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I felt like, you know, one or two plays go a different direction and, you know, probably would have been a closer game. But we were able to make some big plays, some explosive plays on offense, and then we were fortunate to have some interceptions as well that helped kind of get us some extra possessions.
I want to get to that, excuse me, in a minute, Coach. But what about after your first game? What did you learn about your team in getting prepared for Newburyport? I mean, how did that all play out in that second week of practice after the first game?
The first game we won, but it was just a very raw, kind of sloppy showing. Like, we had a lot to button up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, way too many penalties. So they were all things that we could focus on and work on, and I think we might have only had one penalty against Newburyport, so it really helped. You know, we just weren't shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, and I was happy. We were happy as a staff to see the kids play with a lot more discipline against Newburyport.
Mm-hmm.
So that was awesome.
Big score for you guys. I mean, 34 points against 12. You mentioned the interceptions. Tell me a little bit more about your guys on offense.
So, offense, I mean, Tyler Adamo has been great just as a dual threat. Throwing the ball well, and then he can take off and scramble, too. So, he's able to do both. And I think Triton, he had two rushing. And then Newburyport, I'm pretty sure he threw for two, but then also ran for two. So, I mean, just having that ability, right, having that speed at quarterback's made us a more dynamic offense, you know, and it's kind of reminiscent of how Clay played.
Give us Clay's last name, because I think he's still playing around here somewhere.
Oh, yeah, Clayton Marenghi. Yep. He's in the area still, over at Endicott, that's for sure, yep.
Fantastic. Coach, excuse me, when you watch the tape, you know, on the weekend after the game, at ground level, you see stuff going on during the game that I'm sure you register and say, okay, I got to mention this later, I got to look at this later. But when you watch the film, I'm sure that you see something positive from a player or two that you might not have been able to catch during the course of the game. Is there a player either up front on offense or defense that you looked at the film and said, okay, this is good?
You know, I think, because what I'll do is I'll stat the game defensively, and, you know, you look and you see we're getting knocked back from the D-line.
Hmm.
Like, and that was huge, just in terms of, like, setting the tone and then just moving the line of scrimmage against Newburyport. We were able to, you know, generate some knockback and some push
mm-hmm.
at the D-line position. And, you know, we have, like, probably 5 to 6 guys that were rotating through, but seeing a guy like Quinn Hardisty, senior captain, Anthony Morales, senior captain, Liam Gorman, senior, Landon Verge, junior, you know, all guys kind of rotating through and just firing off the ball on the D-line. It was awesome to see. That is something when I was kind of, you know, you won't necessarily see that in game.
But it sounds like you're really proud of those kids, Pat, and the way they've worked and the way they're executing.
Yeah, you know, and we've been fortunate with the addition of Coach Federa, Gino Federa, who coached in Fenwick, coached in Peabody. He coached in Linfield for years, and he's back coaching with us. He's coaching the offensive, defensive lines, and he has been a tremendous help. And the kids are working their tails off, but he's really helped our group, especially the defense and offensive lines. That's been a huge plus this year.
At this point, going into the third game, Coach, what are you most pleased with the progression of your kids, you know, instituting new kids into the lineup and relying on seniors now who, you know, it's their senior year, so it's huge.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been a blend. You know, you have sophomores like Zaire Mitchell stepping up at wide receiver. And then you have a senior like Cole Hawes who, you know, all of a sudden kind of bursted into the lineup at linebacker, and he's been great the past couple games. So it's been a blend of kind of new, you know, no one really has a ton of experience, but we're getting help from all three groups,
wow.
Sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
Mm-hmm. Coach, you know, 75 points in two games. What's the strength of your offense up to this point?
We're very fortunate to have a lot of speed on the field. You know, all four receivers are great athletes, multi-sport athletes. Our running backs are multi-sport athletes. Quarterback is a multi-sport athlete. So they're just guys that you want to get the ball in their hands, and, you know, it could be an explosive play. You know, it's they're all just great athletes. And then even with our line, they're fast kids. You know, they might not be the biggest kids, but they get out there and they're fast in our screen pass game. And, you know, we can run a pretty good zone, too, with the line speed as well. So I think speed's been the key.
So being a multi-sport coach at Linfield, do you have any of these kids in your other you know, under your other coaching umbrella?
Yeah, like a senior linebacker, AJ Cherradonna, outside linebacker. I have him in lacrosse and football. And then I have a few. I have Niccolo Antidormi, running back in safety. He's a lacrosse guy as well. So I have a few of them in both, which is awesome. I wish more of the lacrosse kids played football.
Mm-hmm.
We have a decent amount of hockey guys that like to play fall hockey. So.
You know, I'm just thinking, Pat, you know, you work around the clock pretty much 9-10 months out of the year, and here we are in this season, and you're speaking with so much enthusiasm about your kids. I mean, this is something that you really love doing.
You have to love it because it's so time consuming. People think we're crazy.
I wasn't going to say it that way, but yeah.
People think we're crazy. Some of my friends in the business world, they're like, you know, you're crazy, man. And I'm like, listen, like it's not all work. It's like a lifestyle. It's a hobby. It's work. It's time consuming. But I don't know. There's something different about coaching. I think it keeps you young, folk. Just being around the players, and you know, there's tense moments, but there's also a whole lot of light moments and enjoyable moments too. So
one of the things I want to ask you about before we talk about Essex Tech, and I know I've taken your time here, but Coach Jim Pugh, when he was at both Masco and Hamilton, one of them, Jim said that one of the real pleasures he got out of coaching was actually walking with the kids from the locker room to the field, whether that was in practice or whether that was during a game, because you got to talk to the kids about different things coming and going. And that's part of coaching, too, that I think some people don't understand. It's not just the X's and O's and the technique, you know, and winning the game, but it's also about building a relationship with these kids so that they can go on to do other things.
100%. I'm so Coach Pugh, awesome guy. I know him pretty well just from working with the Coaches Association, and I've been fortunate to have some great conversations with him about coaching. So I agree with him. I feel like my problem is I get tunnel vision sometimes, and I'm hustling out there to get out to practice, and I want everything to be timely. So I end up having my conversations, the relationship building conversations, a lot during school.
Okay.
I'm very fortunate to have a job in the building where I get to see the kids throughout the day. So I think that's been a huge part of building the relationship, is kind of being a teacher in the building, teaching history, have a lot of the kids in class or had them in class, and then just seeing them in the hallways and checking up on them. And that's been really cool.
That's a great advantage, and it's a great part of teaching as well. And Coach Pugh had that same advantage working in the building, too. All right, Pat, let's get down to it. Now, Essex Tech is next. What's the prep for this week, and what do you see about them?
Essex Tech, they are big. They are big. They like to throw the ball. They like to run the ball, so they do a little bit of everything. The defensive look they're giving us is a little different. Newburyport jumped to a 30 stack, so we got a little bit of it last week. So I think the defensive look is you know, presenting us some, you know, extra thoughts for sure. And, you know, we just want to make sure we can block it up and run the ball. So I think it's their first time in the league.
Yep.
You know, so
yep.
It's everything's new to them. It's our home opener.
Okay.
So kids are excited about that, but like at the end of the day, you know, they need to treat it like a business meeting and get the job done and not get too high or too low and just do your job and let the cards fall where they fall.
All right, one more question, Pat, before I let you go. We talked about Clayton Marenghi, and he's doing fantastic over at Endicott College. Have you had a chance to go over there yet?
I have not, but I need to. I'm long overdue. So are they home this week, Rick?
I don't know. I've got to look. Bill Newell talks to Coach McGonigal all the time, and I know you're going to get over there, but you must be very proud of what he's doing.
Yes. Yeah, he's doing an awesome job there, and I get to see the highlight reels, and I get to see the highlight reels of him, and I don't know, just it brings back great memories. It really does.
I know.
So I'm happy to see him succeed, and you know, it's kind of opened the door for a few other Linfield guys to go to Endicott too, and. I know we have our tight end and D end, Sam Gazitz, over there now. So it's kind of turned into a nice little community for the Pioneers to kind of head over there. And Coach McGonigal does a great job. And I'm happy for Clay. I hope he keeps tearing things up.
Well, they got a tremendous program over there, and I got to thank you, Pat, because when we first started this under this new iteration a few years ago, you introduced me to Clayton Marenghi, and you know, I saw the guys play hockey too, and going over to Linfield was just so cool, and you just elevated the program, and the Cape Ann League is so competitive. So congratulations, man, on the start, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
All right, I'll see you.
Yep, bye-bye. That's Coach Pat LaMusta on Linfield High School with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.